Border crisis strategy.
Moving to speed the deportation of children entering the U.S. illegally.
Deadly eastern storms.
We're just picking up parts of the house to look to see if anybody's underneath them.
Mideast turmoil.
Israel escalates a deadly Gaza offensive.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A day after calling on Congress to spend nearly $4 billion to deal with the thousands of children who've entered this country illegally, President Obama goes to Texas and he'll meet with one of his sharpest immigration critics. We're live with White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
In Dallas, Steve, the president will see Texas Governor Rick Perry, a strong critic of the administration's border policies. But on the trip, dominated by political fundraisers, Mr. Obama won't visit the border itself, a decision blasted by Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn.
If you refuse to go out of stubborn pride or whatever the reason is, then you're simply going to be ignorant.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
The president is well aware of exactly what's happening on the border.
Today, the Justice Department will outline plans to fast-track court hearings for children entering the U.S. illegally. The White House says most of them will face deportation. A congressional hearing on the administration's strategy is also set for today.
This is Pam Coulter. Top officials with FEMA and Customs and Border Protection will give the Senate panel more details on what's going on at the southern border and the challenges of dealing with the flood of illegal immigrants, including many children. Some lawmakers seem willing to consider the president's $4 billion funding request to deal with the crisis, but at least one key House Republican thinks the spending should be offset by cuts elsewhere.
Now to South Texas, where CBS's Manuel Bojorquez says there is concern about those who don't survive the odyssey to get here.
Brooks County Chief Deputy Benny Martinez tracks immigrant deaths, 37 bodies found in Brooks County so far this year.
For every body that you do find, how many more are out there?
I say at least five.
In Brooks County, smugglers bypass a federal checkpoint by making immigrants walk around it through private ranches. This stop is on a 13,000-acre ranch managed by Lavosier Durham. He installed a water station, hoping to prevent more deaths.
I'm not aiding them. I'm just trying to save some lives.
But last month, he found two bodies, and the hottest months are still ahead. Manuel Bojorquez, CBS News. Falfurrias, Texas.
Four people were killed in Smithfield, New York, outside Syracuse, by an apparent tornado that roared through town, damaging homes. Josh Nelson lives in the area.
It was insane. Blankets of rain and just trees falling everywhere.
A storm brought down a tree at John Bissett's Maryland summer camp, killing one child and injuring others.
It's pretty traumatic for the campers because a lot of them were there, obviously, when it happened.
Parts of the nation's midsection could be in for stormy weather today. Now to the Middle East, where calls for calm have fallen on deaf ears. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
Explosions rocked Gaza as Israel launched more than 160 airstrikes already today. Palestinians are firing rockets reaching as far as Tel Aviv. Israel says Hamas has suffered a severe blow, but the group vowed to keep on fighting. Hamas spokesman Sami Abu Zuhri said Israel will pay a heavy price for its crimes. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
14 have died in Gaza today, some said to be civilians. Iraq says 50 bodies have been found outside a mostly Shiite city south of Baghdad. Many were blindfolded, their hands tied. Health officials in this country are trying to get to the bottom of a startling find.
It's a fascinating discovery for scientists, the equivalent of finding a Babe Ruth card in your attic.
CBS's Dr. John LaPook says six vials of the smallpox virus were found in an old cardboard box at a research center near Washington.
The CDC told me it's going to take up to 2 weeks to determine if the smallpox virus is viable. That means if it has the ability to grow. But in any case, the plan is to destroy it.
Smallpox was eradicated three decades ago and was thought the only known sample. Were in secure labs in Atlanta and Russia. Congressional investigators say the government paid at least $100 billion last year to people who weren't entitled to the money, everything from jobless benefits to people who were working and tax credits to those who didn't qualify. For a lot of teenagers, money is something that's spent as soon as it's earned. CBS's Heather Bosch is here with more on what they know and don't know about finances.
One in six American teens can't make the most basic financial decisions, like comparing prices per unit to figure out the best value. Overall, U.S. teens ranked in the middle of 18 countries when they were tested on their financial literacy. It's increasingly important in our complex world.
Even engaging in a contract for a mobile phone, if they don't understand the details of that contract, contract that are likely to make bad decisions.
Michael Davidson with the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. He says students in Shanghai scored the highest.
There's a new look at kids and their free time.
No more than 2 hours of TV or computer time a day for kids 12 to 15. That's the recommendation, but most kids exceed that. And Kirsten Herrick with the National Center for Health Statistics tells me the worry is increasing the risk of becoming overweight or obese.
Kids who were less likely to meet the recommendation were more likely to be heavier.
She says there was no difference between boys and girls when it came to time in front of the TV, but boys tend to spend more time on the computer than girls. Sabrina Gibbons for CBS News Atlanta.
Honda's expanding a recall of faulty airbags, adding a million Accords sold in California to the 2 million vehicles announced earlier. Keith Crane is with Automotive News Magazine.
It would not surprise me at all if in further inspection of other car companies they discover that Takata has made some more bad airbags.
The Brazil-Germany soccer showdown at the World Cup turned out to be a blowout of historic proportions. Germany embarrassed the host 7-1. CBS's Steve Futterman on hand to see the magic turn to mourning.
It was unexpected.
This is not possible.
And it was shocking.
This is surreal.
Brazil, one of the pre-World Cup favorites, was knocked out by Germany. It wasn't that the Germans won, it was the way they won. Jumping out to a 5-0 lead just 29 minutes into the game. The Brazilian fans could not believe what they were seeing.
Can you believe it?
No. Of course, no.
Now Germany awaits to find out who it will play in Sunday's final, Argentina or the Netherlands. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Rio de Janeiro.
It's all a coincidence, but it's all too much for the 8-month-old mobile wallet company ISIS. Sunni militants in Iraq go by that moniker, so ISIS, which is run by the major wireless providers, says it's going to change its name. Former New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin, a key figure during Hurricane Katrina, now comes face-to-face with his own personal storm. WWL reporter Chris Miller says he'll be sentenced today.
A federal jury in February found Nagin guilty on 20 out of 21 counts against him of taking hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash, gifts, and lavish vacations from city contractors. Loyola University law professor Dane Cialino says federal sentencing guidelines call for harsh punishment.
I would expect that at a very minimum, he's going to be looking at a 15 to 20 year sentence under those guidelines.
Meaning 58-year-old Nagin may not be a free man until he's in his mid-70s. Chris Miller for CBS News, New Orleans.
Prison is not likely, but probation and payback is today for a New Jersey public works inspector who raided his town's parking meter collection room over the past 2 years. He admits he stole $460,000 in quarters. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kaith and CBS News.